This is KTOO Public Media's Judo Afternoon. Scott Burton, your host today. It's about 25 minutes past the top of the hour. Our next guests are here from Juno Jazz and Classics and also the Juno Big Band to preview Swing in the New Year, a New Year's Eve party over at the Juno Arts and Culture Center. John Haywood, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Nice
good
to have
be
you
here.
And Laura Haywood, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Scott. Nice to see you.
All right. So Laura Haywood, beyond being a dedicated volunteer and DJ on our sister station, KRNN, you are also a Juno Jazz and Classics board member.
That is correct.
How long have you been on that board?
I've only been on the board for about 2 years, but I feel like I've been very involved with jazz and classics for as long as I've lived in Juno. I've been a volunteer, and I actually was my first arts job was working for jazz and classics. So it's near and dear to my heart.
And what is it about jazz? You do the jazz show on KRNN. What is it about jazz that moves you?
Well, it's kind of funny because I wasn't a huge fan until I met my husband, John, who's sitting right here, who sort of turned me on to jazz about the time we got married. And it's been an ongoing thing ever since. That's been 27 years now, I think. And it definitely fills places that other kinds of music don't. And I have really, really enjoyed it. I really love the vocals, and I really love the big band music, which is what we're going to talk about today.
Sounds good. And it's all on New Year's Eve. Let's get to the details in a second.
Okay.
John Haywood, you're a member of the Juno Big Band. We were talking before we went on the air, maybe 20 years?
Well, it's been a while. It's back. Ron Moss put a new band together, and I'm thinking that was around 2001 or
something
2002.
Like that. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's not easy to have a big band, certainly in a city the size of Juno with 30,000. Big cities, you know, with a few million have trouble keeping a big band going because they're big and there are limited places they can play.
And you play alto sax, is that right?
Alto sax, yes.
What are some of the challenges? I guess they're kind of obvious, but what are some of the challenges of having a big band?
Challenges are the fact that it's big. And we're talking 17 pieces. So we've got vocalists. We have five saxophones, four trumpets, four trombones. We have a rhythm section with a piano, bass drums, and guitar. And the trouble is you need backup for a lot of these positions because in Juno there's always something going on and there's conflicts and people travel. So we're trying to fill those seats, and it's not easy sometimes.
Okay. But it should be pretty easy on New Year's Eve, right? We get to see
New Year's Eve. It all comes together, right?
This is an annual event. We were talking about it earlier. It's either 10 or 12 years now.
Okay.
And John was in the band on the first one. That was over at the Baranoff.
And I imagine it's really fun. Is it a big deal, like financially, fundraiser-wise for Juno Jazz and Classics?
Well, it's a very nice fundraiser for us. And, you know, a really big part of that is Ron Moss, who did run the big band for all those years. He's kind of retired now. He sponsors it, and it means a lot to him. And so that really helps the bottom line also.
Okay. So New Year's Eve, swing in the new year. When do festivities begin, Laura?
Well, we're going to have a dance lesson starting at 8:30. So if you are not a great dancer, it doesn't matter. Just come and enjoy. Just enjoy the lesson. Enjoy the evening. We've got a new dance instructor this time around. His name is Eric Arofsky. And I talked to him on the phone this afternoon because I wanted to learn a little more about him. He's got this thing going at the Red Dog where he does swing dancing lessons Sunday nights at the Red Dog. And he's put together a group. He calls it Juno Partner Dancing. And they do mostly swing, but they do a lot of other stuff too, including salsa. And, you know, they even do things like the foxtrot and stuff. But I'm really looking forward to having him be the teacher this time.
What styles will he teach on New
Year's
Eve?
I think he's going to focus mostly on the swing dancing.
Got it.
And he's excited to be with the big band. And, you know, I think they probably don't have a live band. I don't know. Maybe they have a live band on at the Red Dog, but they certainly don't have the Juno Big Band. So,
okay, so that's 8:30. Show up for dance
for
lessons.
For dancing. And then the Big Band starts at 9:30.
Okay. What else can people expect that night?
Well, there's going to be food, but not a big sit-down dinner or anything. We're going to have, you know, appetizers. And there's bar. There's the bar that'll have beer and wine and soft drinks. And then there will be a midnight toast, champagne toast at midnight.
Got it. So. And does this sort of go through midnight, or what time should people expect to stay?
What, the band's going to knock off about what?
The band will play till 12:30, start at 9:30 and run to 12:30.
They'll be doing Auld Lang Syne for sure at midnight. So,
John, what do you look forward to most about this event?
Well, it's just great to get the band together for a gig. Here again, you normally need an organization that has a big annual fundraiser. And the venues have to be Paradovich Hall and Centennial Hall and the Jack because of the space that we need. And it's just everybody has a great time. We play all different types of music, swing, of course, but also bossa nova, jazz waltzes, and everybody has a chance to do their own thing out there on the dance floor.
And they have arrangements from the classic band leaders like Count Basie, Ellington,
Glenn Miller,
yeah. Benny Goodman, people like that. And I don't know, some people have come to some of the shows that we did last year, that the last couple years, that were sort of jazz history, composer history. And I've become really fascinated with the history of big bands in this country, and they were unbelievably popular in the 30s and 40s. I mean, this was during the Depression and wartime, and they had these, they were like warehouses in Harlem and places like that. They would have 5,000 people in there dancing their heads off, and they'd have big battles of the bands, and I think we should have a Southeast Alaska Battle of the Bands. I'm pushing for that.
I don't think we're going to have 5,000 here tonight.
But it's so athletic, and, you know, the young people throwing each other up in the air, and you can go to YouTube and see these videos, and they are amazing.
What should people wear
to this party? Whatever you want. You can dress. This is a great time to dress up. But you can also just... Plenty of people don't. So don't feel bad if you don't have, you know, a slinky dress or something that you want to wear.
Sometimes extra tufts work as well.
Yeah, and people sometimes wear their cocktail gowns and extra tufts. So
if you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Laura and John Haywood about Swing in the New Year, a New Year's Eve party at the Juno Arts and Culture Center. Dance lessons start at 8:30. What should somebody expect to contribute to Juno Jazz and Classics for this?
Well, you can buy your ticket for starters.
So,
the ticket prices, I believe it's $50 for one admission, or you can buy a table for 10. So you've got the poster in front of you. What does that say?
Here, I'll give it to you.
The table of 10 is $625, and that includes three complimentary bottles of wine, or you can get a reserve table for four. And that's $250 with one bottle of wine. So that's what that costs. And certainly the other thing that's been going on with Jazz and Classics is we did have a challenge grant thing going on. We've been trying to raise money as quickly as possible for this spring's festival. And we came up a little short. So we had some generous donors that gave us challenge grant money, and we've done very well. I think we're getting close, but it goes through New Year's Eve. So that's another opportunity. And if you donate by the end of the year, your, of course, donation will be matched. And we have certain donor perks. And that thing is, you can sneak in to getting into a higher level by getting your donation matched. So it's kind of a nice opportunity.
Have you heard any rumors about who we'll get to see in May this year?
Yeah, I have a few rumors.
Yeah?
Yeah. The one I'm most excited about is a jazz pianist named Bill Charlap. And, I mean, that guy is amazing. He's from New York. He's played with everybody. He's on albums with people like Tony Bennett and Phil Woods and Jerry Mulligan and Wynton Marsalis. He is just fantastic. I'm so excited. And who else do we have? There's somebody named Jane Bonet and her band Makeke They sound like a lot of fun. And we have the Amine Quartet. That's a string quartet. And we have a Juneau person that was in that quartet for many years who has now moved back to Juneau. Franz Felkel was in that quartet playing violin. And he will also be performing at the festival. We have the Amanda Fish Band. And certainly hit the highlights here. Oh, here's a brass soloist named Adam Frey. I don't know too much about him, but he's very popular at festivals, and I'm sure he'll be fabulous. So I'm excited.
Yeah. John Lohr is talking a lot about a few soloists, a few quartets. You're in a big band, though. Is there a camaraderie or something special about playing with that many people?
Well, you've got fixed arrangements, so you can go, as Laura had mentioned, we use some of the arrangements of Count Basie and other people over the years. And there's also a guy named Roger Newman that's come up here for Jazz and Classics, and he's in L.A., and we've got some special arrangements for the band for them. But we're going to be using three vocalists tonight or that night. And Jazz and Classics and the Juneau Big Band are two elements that are keeping jazz going. But some other elements are the high school and middle schools in Juneau. We have people in the band from high school up to retired people like myself, you know. And it's great because a lot of places are not keeping jazz alive, but Juneau is way ahead of most places for that.
Okay. New Year's Eve, swing in the new year. It's a week from Tuesday night.
I guess that's
night.
Right. It's coming up,
right?
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Laura and John Haywood, we've been speaking with them about the night. Dance lessons start at 8:30. Where's the best place to get tickets, Laura?
The usual places. You can get them at the Jack or at Hearthside Books or go to jazzandclassics.org.
All right. Anything else you'd like to share with our listeners, you two?
Yeah, I think we hit the high points.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you. Thank you.